This is Food Defender Podcast with Dr. Terrence Martin, food safety and quality specialist at Alabama Extension and Alabama A&M University. Our Food Defender Podcast covers everything encompassing food safety. For example, USDA guidelines, FDA guidelines, and just general consumer safety as it pertains to food. Hello, everyone. Once again, welcome back. Another episode of Food Defender. I am Dr. Terrence Martin, food safety specialist here at Alabama A&M Extension, Alabama. This episode, we're going to be talking about nutrition. We're going to talk about nutrition and the fact that food safety is still important, even around nutrition. This is time of year we're beginning to plant, getting ready to plant fresh fruits and vegetables. Therefore, we right now until it's harvest time, we can look at getting frozen fresh fruits and vegetables, which I think a lot of time we forget about that has the same amount of nutrition content and value. We always look back and do our research here in Extension. You know, the Frozen Food Foundation invites you to take a fresh look at frozen foods. You still have to follow those four easy steps. Keep it clean, separate, cook, and chill. Those four steps when it comes to food safety. So around frozen foods or frozen fruits and vegetables, we have to keep that in mind. Even this month, if you're using fresh frozen fruits and vegetables, like for smoothies and just as a meal, appetizers, those type thing. With freezing being one of our preservation methods, freezing, it just helps out a little bit when you're trying to preserve something, which helps out with food safety. Freezing is one of the oldest methods of preserving foods and can keep foods fresh for a long period of time. With spring coming in and the summer getting ready to come in, you're planting fruits and vegetables. This is a good method of preservation that you can use and still not worry about losing your nutrition value of your produce. Freezing is a natural way to keep, food safe and preventing microorganisms from growing. And also by slowing down the enzymes that causes your fruits and vegetables to go bad early or spoil. There's many different techniques, modern freezing techniques are used, like blast freezing, quick freezing, which, with it being national nutrition, it helped keep those nutrients real quick and easy without losing it. Like sometimes when you're boiling, or those nutrients tend to leach out. And so freezing most definitely is a good opportunity for nutrition and food safety that extend your shelf life of your product. We always just recommend on the food safety side, if you are using frozen foods or produce, make sure you read the label, the package, and follow the cooking instructions on the back, just to make sure that you're preparing it like it's supposed to be prepared, when thawing and right temperature, to maintain that food safety and make sure you maintain the quality of the product. I want to talk about a couple of tips right here. An important tip to remember is that if you can't eat your leftovers, say bananas, you got extra bananas, you can chop those bananas up, freeze them before they go bad. You can use them in smoothies, Or if you have leftover from frozen foods, you can also make sure that you quickly freeze those to a colder temperature. That helps slow the bacterial growth harmful bacterial growth. So remember, if you have leftover, whether it be frozen food or frozen produce, hey, just cool it down and freeze it as quick as possible. You know, so you get a lot of questions sometimes asking about the nutrition value, frozen versus fresh. You know, what's the, you know, is there a difference with the nutritional value? You know, and the question is, did you know frozen and frozen fruits and vegetables are as rich in nutrients? And in many cases, are packed in even higher nutrient level than fresh counterparts. You know, once they're froze, you're able to encapsulate, keep that those nutrients in you know, in its best state. Frozen, how fresh stays accessible? You know, about 40% of the food produce in the United States each year is never eaten. This is according to the Natural Resources Defense Council, amounting to about $162 billion lost every year. This is according to the USDA. You know, so we have to think about food waste when we're talking about frozen foods, frozen produce, that not being used, wind up costing, like I said, $160 billion in lost a year here in America. You know, so if we can use freezing methods and that sort to extend the shelf life and still have a nutrient-dense fruits and vegetables, I think that's the route we need to start looking at. You know, research have shown that, you know, all of this wasted food is staggering, considering about 17.5 million of U.S. households are food insecure. So this may be a way to reduce that food insecurity, you know, by using the freezing method, putting it in the freezer for later use. If you got a small garden, you know, you want to make sure you can use that freezing method to be able to freeze your food and still have the quality. And also, you know, just remember using those four steps when you're preparing it, you know, for food safety concerns. You know, so that is one of the biggest things that we want to make sure, especially this month, National Nutrition Month, around food safety. You still got to take precaution when it comes to handling your frozen food, how you're thawing it, how you're refreezing it, and how long you're leaving it out. If you're preparing it, and make sure that you're surrounded, the countertops and all those things, your hands are clean, your utensils. We still have to remember, we still have to use those concepts. You know, a big thing is smoothies with your blenders. If you're not properly cleaning your blenders after each use, you know, your product, your frozen fruits or vegetables can get embedded in those blades, and if you're not properly, those gaskets. So you have to be careful with that. Even though we're promoting frozen foods and fruits and vegetables, remember those utensils, the equipment that you're using for, like, blending your smoothies. They got to be properly cleaned and sanitized, because once those food particles gets in there, then you're worrying about causing foodborne illness, because you're not being cleaned properly. So what we do here on with Food Defenders, we want to give you these tips with everything we do, highlight some of the big events that's going on, like National Nutrition Month here at Alabama Extension, at Alabama A&M. But still want to make sure we give the audience that strong scientific knowledge of food safety and keeping yourself safe, whether you're preparing it for yourself, whether you're preparing it for your loved ones. I think now you have to worry about some of our seniors that may be like smoothies that can only consume that, fruits and vegetables. So you want to be safe when it, around that. And also looking at preservation methods such as freezing to reduce the food waste, which we tend to do here a lot in America. In fact, research that was published in the British Food Journal shows that frozen food generates 47% less food waste at homes than non-frozen foods. So families can save money while still eating healthy meals. So frozen food is a way to go, and it helps reduce food waste, helps the family save money, and you still can get those healthy nutrition meals that's adequate for your family when it comes to provide nutrition for your family. So just remember that when we're doing this thing we call food preservation, just making sure that we're still following those four principles. Because one thing we do know, you can't smell bacteria. You can't taste bacteria. So be mindful. You're following the packaging instruction. If you are using frozen foods or fruits and vegetables, just remind yourself to read those instructions, how to handle it. Whether it be for using it for appetizers, side dishes, desserts, your main entree, frozen foods or frozen fruits and vegetables, okay? Once again, this is Dr. Terrence Martin with Food Defenders with Alabama Extension of Alabama A&M. Stay safe and knowledgeable of what's going on around you, everything food.